With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. A state commission voted Tuesday to send Montana's congressional delegation a letter expressing concern about achieving an accurate census count amid a new sped-up federal deadline. Kevin Treblin with YPR News reports.
Sheila Stearns, presiding officer for the State Districting and Apportionment Commission, was taken aback by the U.S. Census Bureau's Monday announcement that it will cease counting efforts on September 30th.
Does anyone else see this as a curveball we didn't even really see on the horizon yesterday?
The Census Bureau had announced in April it would push the counting deadline to October 31st because the coronavirus pandemic had halted field operations across the U.S. On Tuesday, Governor Steve Bullock and Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney called for a return to the October deadline. Losing a month of counting looms large in Montana, which has the fifth lowest census response rate among states. Census results will determine federal funding levels and whether Montana receives a second seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Districting and Apportionment Commission will also use the data to redraw the boundaries of Montana's congressional and legislative districts. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
The Montana Department of Commerce Monday announced the state is spending about $500,000 of its federal coronavirus relief money to boost 2020 census outreach. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, Montana's self-response rate to the census is just over 56%. That's behind the national average. The Commerce Department will spend just over $530,000 on its new outreach effort. The state says it will partner with the Montana Nonprofit Association, Western Native Voice, and Forward Montana. As people take precautions to avoid contracting the novel coronavirus, senior citizen programs are under increased pressure to serve those sheltering at home during this time. Caitlin Nicholas with YPR News reports.
The Crow Reservation is one of the areas most impacted by the coronavirus in Montana. The reservation has been under stay-at-home orders since March. But while COVID-19 slowed down many businesses, the local Meals on Wheels programs that address senior isolation and hunger are working harder than ever. Marla Littlelight is the director for the senior centers in Crow Agency, Lodgegrass, and Pryor. Before the pandemic, she says they served around 300 meals a day.
Since this COVID thing started, it jumped up to 600, and it's worked its way up to about 625 people that we feed a day, every day, 5 days a week.
Nationally, Meals on Wheels reports 9 out of 10 community programs are seeing an increase in need. Little Light and her staff adapted their meal delivery methods to ensure safety for seniors by doing no-contact food drops in disinfected containers.
So that when the individual that we're serving comes out and gets it, they are not touching anything that's contaminated. And if they have a need, they will put a note inside that container.
But the 100% increase of need for meals has not come without a cost. The senior center's federal and state funding budgets were based on their previous need. To make up the difference, Little Light says she was forced to furlough some of her employees. She says the community has stepped in to help.
We couldn't have made it on the funding that we receive from the state or the federal without some of the donations we were getting. I mean, everybody's been so generous and it's really worked out. The tribes really helped out.
Local residents have chipped in, donating canned goods, toilet paper, and other personal care products to ensure elders don't need to go to the grocery store. The National Meals on Wheels organization has also established an emergency COVID-19 relief fund, but disbursement is slow going. Little Light says that those able to donate should call her.
Contact me. This office here, the number is 406-638-4449.
In Crow Agency, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
Caitlin Nicholas is YPR's Report for America tribal affairs reporter. President Donald Trump has signed legislation that will devote nearly $3 billion annually to conservation projects, outdoor recreation, and maintenance of national parks and other public lands. The Great American Outdoors Act authorizes spending about $900 million a year, double the current spending on the popular Land and Water Conservation Fund. It would authorize nearly $2 billion a year to be spent to make improvements at national parks parks, forests, wildlife refuges, and rangelands. All three members of Montana's congressional delegation supported the bill. Supporters call it the most significant conservation legislation in nearly half a century. Opponents say the spending is not enough to erase an estimated $20 billion maintenance backlog. The University of Providence in Great Falls Tuesday announced the upcoming fall semester will be conducted online due to increased spread of the novel coronavirus in Montana. Cascade County, where University of Providence is located, is one of nine hotspot counties identified by the state as potentially needing additional containment measures. University of Providence, which enrolls 950 students, was the first private college to move to online learning in March. The Montana University System, which oversees 16 campuses statewide, recently released guidelines from campuses' ability to mandate face coverings to how schools will isolate students who test positive. Most MUS campuses will begin in-person classes the third week of August. Wildlife officials plan to poison the fish in a southwestern Montana creek and two lakes and then restock the water bodies with a native species of trout. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks plans to use the pesticide Rodenone beginning August 10th to kill fish in the North Fork of Spanish Creek and Chiquita and Big Brother Lakes. They would then restore populations of West Slope cutthroat trout, a native species that suffered from habitat destruction and interbreeding with rainbow trout. Officials cautioned that people should avoid consuming water from the area while the work continues through late August. Wildlife officials say they have killed a grizzly bear after it killed a cow on private land in southwestern Montana outside Yellowstone National Park. The adult male bear had killed a cow in Park County last week and was euthanized following consultations with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Grizzly bears are a protected species in the U.S. outside Alaska. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said it was the second removal of a bear this year in the area of the state around Yellowstone. The human-caused Falling Star fire burning northwest of Laurel in south-central Montana is still listed as 80% contained, but firefighting efforts got a big boost Monday night from considerable rainfall from an overnight thunderstorm. Most of the crews working the fire lines have been released, but a few fire trucks from local companies are still patrolling the containment lines. State and local resources are on the scene of the Horse Creek 2 fire in Bighorn County. The 1,600-acre fire started on Monday and is burning in grass, shrubs, and ponderosa pine. The cause of the fire is unknown, and it is 0% contained. The lightning-caused Old Baldy Fire, burning northeast of Sheridan in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest, is listed at 129 acres and is 0% contained. Crews have been working to construct a contingency line along the western edge of the fire, where many dead trees made it difficult to engage the fire directly. 66 fire personnel are on the scene, including 15 smoke jumpers and 4 helicopters. Additional firefighting resources were expected to arrive Tuesday. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio News.